The Legend of Gap-Tooth Jack, written and read by Guy Bass.
Greetings to TikTokers, Swiss cheeses, and hurlypots, to the imaginary and the unimaginary, to the living, the dead, and everyone in between. My name is Keys, Skeleton Keys. Ages or so ago, long before you were even thinking about being born, I was an if, an imaginary friend. Then, before I knew what was happening, I was suddenly as real as a dog's tail. I had become unimaginary. But that was a lifetime or three ago. Nowadays, I concern myself with those ifs who have been recently unimagined. Wherever they may appear, so does old Mr. Keys. For these fantabulent fingers of mine open doors to anywhere and elsewhere. Hidden worlds, secret places, doors to the limitless realm of all imagination. Oh, glorious burden! These keys have opened more doors than you have had biscuits! And each door has led to an adventure that would make a head spin from its neck. The stories I could tell you. But of course, you would not be here if you did not want a story. Well, never fear, Dally Wanglers. Today I have a hum-dum dinger of a tale to make even the soundest mind loop-de-loop. Brace your britches for the truly unbelievable, unbelievably true tale I have called The Legend of Gap-Tooth Jack. Ah, Gap-Tooth Jack, thief, adventurer, champion of imagining. Jack was a friend to some, hero to others, and a right pain in the rumplings for every folk else. The flabbergasting fable of Gap-Tooth Jack is even older than I. But to find our way to the past, we must begin in the present, with a second story and a boy named Casper. Casper has what we in the business of imagining call a wild imagination. On the seventh day of his seventh year, Casper imagined himself a friend. He did not need to, perhaps, for he had friends enough, but imaginations are not trussed and tethered by need. Imaginations run free. Casper named his if Wordy Gurdy. Gurdy was a ghost of a girl with a most remarkable ability. With pen in hand, she could rewrite the story of life itself. Let us suppose you have a pet dog. If Wordy Gurdy rewrote your story, you might suddenly have a cat instead. And what is more, you would not even know that anything had changed. You would be as sure as shampoo that you had always had a cat. Now, imagine if Wordy Gurdy became unimaginary. If her power to rewrite stories became real, what then is to stop chaos, confusion, or even calamity? For strange things can happen when imaginations run wild. Join me as I begin to unravel the mystery of the myth of the legend of Gap-Tooth Jack by first paying a much-needed visit to Casper and his family. Their house, dwarfed by the sprawling city that surrounds it, shuddles and shakes as a thunderstorm rages outside. The story has just begun, and yet it has already been rewritten.